Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're diving into a really crucial and fascinating story, the experience of Syrian Christians.
That really is.
We've gathered some insightful material, including a detailed piece from Christian Culture News, and our goal, well, it's to extract the key knowledge for you.
To give a real understanding.
Exactly. An understanding of their journey through history, the significant challenges they're, you know, currently navigating, and what the future might hold. Think of this as your shortcut to being well-informed.
About a community with incredibly deep roots and a very complex present.
Right. We're on a mission here to unpack the Syrian Christian experience from their very beginnings right up to the impact of recent events and their ongoing conversations about identity and belonging.
It truly is a multifaceted story. And to really grasp it, I think we need to look beyond just the headlines. We need to delve into centuries of history.
Yeah.
The Christian Culture News article, it serves as a valuable guide here, highlighting the, well, the remarkable endurance and the significant contributions of Syrian Christians throughout the ages.
Absolutely. So let's start right at the beginning with their historical roots. The region is so often called a cradle of Christianity. And when you think about it, it's kind of breathtaking to consider how early the Christian faith took hold there.
It really is.
For you, the listener, this means understanding that we're not talking about a recent arrival of Christianity to this part of the world. Not at all.
And what's particularly striking is the direct link to the very foundations of the faith. As the Christian Culture News piece points out, apostles like St. Paul played a pivotal role.
Right. Spreading Christianity throughout Syria.
Exactly. This wasn't some far-flung corner. It was absolutely central to the early growth of Christianity.
And the mention of Antioch is so key. You might not always realize it, but as the article reminds us, this city wasn't just an important early center for believers.
No, it's more than that.
It's actually where the term Christian itself originated. That really puts their historical significance into perspective, doesn't it?
It really does. They were there at the very start.
So if we connect this to the bigger picture for you, it means there's been this continuous thread of Christian presence in the region stretching back, you know, to the initial decades after Christ.
Yeah. And then, as the article details, we see the influence of successive empires shaping their experience.
Right, starting with the Roman Empire, a period marked by both, well, official recognition at times, but also
persecution.
Periods of intense persecution for early Christians. Can't forget that. Then, as the article notes, came the Edict of Milan, a real turning point.
A huge turning point for religious freedom. For you, this signifies a crucial shift towards greater acceptance, at least officially.
Mm-hmm.
The subsequent Byzantine era then witnessed significant theological developments within Christianity, really shaping Christian doctrine as we know it.
And then the arrival of the Ottoman Empire brought about, well, a gradual shift, as the article explains. It led to a decline in the prominence of Christians within the region over time.
It wasn't always a smooth transition either.
But, no, definitely not. The article touches on major historical events like the Crusades and various conflicts involving the Ottoman Empire. These weren't just abstract events in history books.
They had very real, often devastating consequences for Syrian Christians, contributing to tensions, periods of exile, waves of migration.
It's important for you listening to understand that this history has deeply shaped the present reality.
Absolutely. These historical experiences are fundamental. They've contributed to their unique identity, their remarkable resilience, and unfortunately to a long history of navigating complex and sometimes hostile environments.
So turning more towards the present, the article gives a pre-war estimate. Around 10% to 15% of Syria's population were Christian.
Which is a substantial presence.
It really highlights their historical weight within Syrian society, doesn't it?
It certainly does, and it underscores their longstanding integration into the fabric of Syria. However, as the article makes crystal clear, the civil war that began in 2011, well, it drastically altered this demographic.
Tragically so.
We've witnessed a significant and a truly tragic displacement of people.
The article speaks of hundreds of thousands being forced to flee their ancestral villages just to find safety. It's difficult to really grasp the scale.
It is. The scale of displacement and the loss of those deeply rooted communities, for you, this represents a profound disruption of centuries-old ways of life.
The loss is just immense, not just in sheer numbers, but in the erosion of the social and cultural foundations of Syria itself.
And the article also touches upon the often overlooked cultural contributions of Syrian Christians, their impact on literature, music, art, enriching Syrian society as a whole.
Absolutely. and their religious traditions, like, you know, the celebrations of Christmas and Easter, as the article points out, are marked by unique rituals. They're an integral part of Syria's rich cultural tapestry.
And let's not forget the historical sites.
Right. The article reminds us of the abundance of significant historical sites, ancient churches, monasteries. They hold importance not just locally, but globally.
They really are like living chapters of history.
Living history, exactly. And this brings us, sadly, to the devastating impact of the Syrian civil war, a pivotal point that the article rightly emphasizes.
Yeah, this is crucial.
Without a doubt. The article details how the socio-political landscape has been utterly transformed since 2011, with truly dire consequences for Syrian Christians.
We're talking about the displacement of countless individuals, the shattering of those age-old communities we just discussed. It's a reality you really need to understand to appreciate their current situation.
And the article doesn't shy away from the tragic destruction of vital heritage sites. It's just heartbreaking to read about historic churches and monasteries being damaged or even completely destroyed.
The example given, the Church of St. George in Aleppo being under constant threat, that really brings the human cost into sharp focus for you.
It truly does. It's not just about bricks and mortar, is it? It's the physical embodiment of their history, their faith, their very identity.
Exactly. And as the article highlights, the irreplaceable loss of cultural identity through the destruction or theft of artifacts, it's like tearing pages from their collective memory.
And what's also deeply concerning, as the article points out, is the rise in sectarian tensions.
Yes. The conflict has unfortunately bred mistrust and animosity among different religious groups within Syria. For you listening, this creates a climate of heightened vulnerability for minorities.
Which, understandably, leads to that intensified fear of marginalization that the article underscores.
Syrian Christians are now grappling with profound questions about their future within their own homeland. It's a deeply uncertain situation for them.
Indeed. And this uncertainty is a major driver behind the ongoing debates about identity and belonging that the article then explores.
These are complex discussions, no doubt, shaped by the weight of history and the stark realities of the present conflict.
The article does a good job laying out the central tension, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. This delicate balance between the desire to maintain a distinct Syrian Christian identity.
And the pressures to perhaps find common ground or, you know, align with other groups in the face of shared challenges.
For you, this highlights the internal complexities within the community itself. It's not monolithic.
And what's particularly interesting here is the consideration of nationalism. The article raises that crucial question of how a sense of national identity intersects with communal unity for Syrian Christians.
It's a very sensitive and nuanced issue.
Definitely.
And the article presents those two key perspectives that exist within the community itself. On one hand, you have the idea of forging closer ties with other religious groups.
Right, as a means of collective action, maybe, to address mutual challenges and hopefully achieve better political representation within a more inclusive national framework.
But then, on the other hand, as the article fairly presents, there's the strong emphasis on preserving that unique Syrian Christian identity.
With understandable anxieties, I think, about potentially diluting their distinct heritage through too close an alignment with other groups. These are deeply held beliefs on both sides.
Yeah, you can imagine. It really underscores the incredibly complex situation they face.
And as the article transitions to the topic of cultural heritage at risk, we can clearly see why this ongoing debate about identity is so crucial.
Because their heritage, those ancient churches, the invaluable artifacts, the cherished traditions, all of it is facing significant threats.
The article powerfully reiterates just how rich and historically significant this cultural heritage is. And it's vital for you to understand that this isn't just about preserving relics of the past.
No, it's about safeguarding their present and future sense of who they are.
Exactly. The threats are very real. The ongoing violence, the persistent social unrest, and what the article aptly terms systematic devastation.
And the specific example of the Church of St. George in Aleppo serves yet again as such a stark and poignant reminder of what's at stake. The potential loss is truly immeasurable.
Absolutely. And as the article rightly emphasizes, the damage and theft of artifacts lead to an irreplaceable loss of cultural identity. These aren't merely objects.
They're tangible links.
Tangible links to their enduring history and their unique story.
It's encouraging, though, to see that the article also shines a light on the ongoing preservation efforts.
Yes, thankfully. The dedicated work of various organizations involved in documenting and undertaking restoration projects, as well as creating those crucial digital archives, it's so vital.
It really is.
And the educational programs, too, specifically designed for younger generations, focusing on keeping those traditions, rituals, and the Aramaic language alive. That's a crucial investment in the future vitality of their cultural identity.
Because, as the article concludes in that section, Syrian Christians are the inherent cultural custodians of this profound heritage.
And it is absolutely essential for their children and future generations to maintain that strong sense of identity and belonging.
Right. Moving ahead, the article then directly addresses the very real and pressing concerns for the future.
Given the continued instability within Syria, it's difficult not to feel a deep sense of worry about what lies ahead. For you, this should underscore the precariousness of their situation.
Definitely. The potential for further outbreaks of violence remains a primary concern, as the article points out.
And the ever-present fear of a resurgence of sectarian violence casts a long shadow.
And sadly, the trends of emigration continue to be a major source of worry.
The very real fear that these vibrant, centuries-old communities could eventually, you know, cease to exist in their ancestral homeland is deeply concerning.
Yeah.
The article touches on the incredibly difficult position of the diaspora, that constant tension between a profound longing for home
and the fundamental need for safety and security in new lands. It's a tough balance.
A very tough balance. But amidst these very serious concerns, the article does offer a crucial glimmer of hope, particularly by focusing on the growing narrative of reconciliation and the possibility of future coexistence in a post-war Syria, especially among the younger generations who maybe haven't been as deeply entrenched in past conflict.
That's an incredibly important point.
The article highlights a growing recognition, it seems, that any lasting peace will necessitate genuine dialogue and a truly inclusive system of governance, one that respects the rights of all communities.
And it's heartening to learn about the ongoing efforts by various organizations and local leaders who are actively working to promote tolerance and mutual understanding.
Yes, those efforts are key.
And ultimately, as the article suggests, their future will inevitably be shaped by that delicate but crucial balance between honoring their deep historical roots
and adapting to the dramatically altered landscape of the region.
Which naturally leads us to consider the role of the international community, a critically important aspect that the article also examines.
Right. The responses have been diverse, haven't they? Coming from a wide range of actors, religious organizations, international humanitarian agencies, various political entities.
Absolutely. The article details the vital support provided by religious organizations, which goes far beyond just spiritual guidance.
Oh yeah, tangible aid, food, shelter, critical medical care, and in some instances, even providing safe havens for those displaced by the conflict.
And the humanitarian aid provided by international NGOs has been absolutely essential.
Focusing on crucial areas like healthcare, ensuring access to education, offering programs for economic empowerment to help people rebuild their lives, it's crucial work.
Then there's the political support. As the article outlines the various condemnations of violence, the legislative measures aimed at facilitating humanitarian access.
Though the article also rightly acknowledges the inherent complexities and potential limitations.
True. Because of the larger geopolitical dynamics at play in the region, it's never simple.
No. Ultimately, the article concludes that sustained collaboration and a unified approach from the international community will be absolutely indispensable
for the long-term well-being and stability of Syrian Christians, and really the region as a whole. And building on that crucial idea of support, the article also turns its attention to the various advocacy and empowerment initiatives, really underscoring the urgent need to foster resilience from within the community itself.
These initiatives, as the article outlines, are focused on several key and interconnected areas. Security is obviously paramount.
Naturally.
Efforts to enhance safety measures, establish vital support systems for those affected by violence, and foster collaboration with local authorities to ensure protection. Conflict resolution at the community level is also a vital component.
And then there's the absolutely crucial aspect of educational empowerment.
Yes. Ensuring individuals have access to quality education, vocational training opportunities, while also actively promoting the fundamental values of coexistence and diversity.
Particularly among the younger generations who will shape the future.
Precisely. Finally, the article highlights the importance of community development initiatives. These grassroots movements, communal projects, they play a vital role in fostering that essential sense of belonging and shared identity.
creating safe and inclusive spaces for dialogue and cooperation, where people can begin to rebuild that fractured social fabric.
It's foundational work.
So as we approach the conclusion of our deep dive into this Christian culture news piece today, it's abundantly clear, as the article itself states, that the situation facing Syrian Christians is incredibly complex.
Deeply rooted in centuries of history, shaped by a rich and vibrant culture, and currently navigating immense and ongoing challenges.
For you, the listener, it's a picture of resilience amidst great adversity.
And the remarkable resilience they have demonstrated, as the article so rightly emphasizes, stands as a powerful testament to their enduring faith and their deep, unwavering commitment to their cultural heritage.
Absolutely. And it underscores that collective responsibility we all share, I think, to try and understand and meaningfully address the multifaceted realities they face.
Dialogue, as the article powerfully points out, is absolutely crucial for fostering greater understanding and empathy among all the diverse groups within Syria.
In unity, both within the Syrian Christian community itself and in building bridges with other societal factions, that's absolutely essential for creating meaningful and lasting positive change.
That shared history of suffering, as the article suggests, it really should serve as a powerful motivator.
A motivator for collective action towards a more peaceful and prosperous future for all the people of Syria.
The article makes a particularly strong point about the critical need for Syrian Christians to actively engage in constructive, open conversations with their Muslim counterparts.
Right, fostering deeper empathy and genuine cooperation as a vital means of actively undermining those sectarian divisions that have inflicted so much pain.
Exactly. And their proactive role in advocating for fundamental human rights and justice for all, contributing their distinct voices to a broader narrative of coexistence and respect for diversity.
That's also highlighted as an absolutely crucial step forward towards a more inclusive and equitable future for Syria.
Ultimately, the powerful call to action that emerges from the article is for an unwavering commitment to unity and collective action.
By working together, Syrians can truly honor their shared past and, more importantly, build that brighter, more hopeful future for generations to come.
That enduring vision of peace, as the article so eloquently puts it, it's a shared aspiration. It's absolutely worth striving for with every effort.
And on that truly powerful note, thinking about the incredibly deep historical roots of Christianity in Syria and the immense ongoing challenges faced by this community.
What profound lessons can be drawn for you, the listener, about the enduring resilience of faith and cultural identity in the face of protracted conflict and widespread displacement?
Not just for this specific community, perhaps, but for countless others around the world who face similar trials.
It's a truly significant question, I think, one that continues to resonate long after our deep dive concludes today.